Natural Solutions with Dr. J, your source for time-tested and cutting-edge natural medicine approaches to optimize your health, with your host, Dr. J. Sordian. Okay, so this is Dr. J speaking, and we're actually here at the clinic, and I have the great honor to be sitting here with Dominique. What's your last name? How do you say?
Palamenti.
And Dominique and I met a couple years ago, I think, when you first moved in down the street.
Moved in down the street in 2013. We opened up the store then. Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. Now, you moved out from the East Coast to open this very special store.
That's right. Yeah. Moved out from Charlottesville, Virginia. And came out for a relationship and for the store. I still have the store. And but yeah, so the company that I work for, it's an employee-owned company.
That's what I was going to mention, yes.
Yeah, Savvy Rest. And we kept seeing a lot of, we're based in Virginia, and we kept seeing a lot of Bay Area zip codes coming to our website trying to find out where they could try a Savvy Rest product or find one
to experience.
And so we decided it was a natural place for us to open a direct store. So I came out.
That's fantastic. So Savvy Rest is a store that has natural mattresses, natural foam mattresses, as well as natural bedding. And what's the idea behind that?
Well, the idea behind that, the our founder, Michael Penny, you know, never really saw himself as a businessman, right? He first, he was a yoga practitioner for many, many years, lived in an ashram, and but then he came to a point in his life where he was transitioned into a new phase of his life, let's say. And he noticed that he and his wife were experiencing certain symptoms when they were sleeping on a memory foam product.
Oh, interesting.
Which is a polyurethane product. Headaches and some skin irritation. And he just
thought... And this was like a new mattress that he had?
Yeah, it was a relatively new mattress that they had purchased. And he had thought, well, there's got to be a more natural way to create a mattress or an item that you're living with, you know, that you're sleeping on for 8 hours a day, every day, you know. So he became inspired to find and resource natural materials that were organic and not synthetic. And so that was the impetus, you know, behind the company is like to provide a product that we live with, you know, for every day and use every day.
But as much as 8 to 10, 12, depending on who the person is.
That's right. Like, that's
they could be on the bed all that time. And
But that is made out of something that is not synthetic and not outgassing anything, anything toxic.
So there are a lot of different things that do get outgassed from a lot of the products. Bedding products and mattresses, which is what we're talking about here.
That's correct. That's out there a lot. That, unfortunately, many conventional mattresses contain some form of polyurethane, which they'll use as a padding. Polyurethane foam will be as a padding. And polyurethane, you know, is a petroleum-based product. It has a fair amount of synthetic compounds in it. Formaldehyde being trace elements of formaldehyde in it, as well as other things.
And that's part of the manufacturing process?
That's part of the manufacturing process. And then the covers that a lot of conventional mattresses have will, or the fabric that will be treated with a chemical fire retardant of some kind.
I see. Now that's required by regulations or something like that, or not really?
Well, actually, it's a misconception that, what's required is that you pass the fire test.
I see.
Right. So, but the cheapest and easiest way to pass the fire test is using a chemical fire retardant.
Fascinating. Fascinating. All right.
So that's out there. There's this idea that, that's the law that you have to use a chemical fire retardant, but it's not. You have to pass the fire test.
I understand. That's interesting.
So that fire retardants also, you know, proven carcinogenic that, you know, can affect your health.
And so those are off-gassing and in contact with the individual.
Correct. So we're trying to create a product that you know, limits a human's exposure to these kinds of things.
That's good, because we have so many exposures already. There's 100,000 or more new chemicals in the environment that never existed, 80 or so years ago or 100 years ago. And there just are more and more. And we have fewer, only a very, very small percentage. It's, I don't even think it's 5% of all those chemicals have ever been tested for the effects on human health. And so we're just being exposed. We're taking it in our body. So as you were saying, we spend a lot of time on the mattress.
Yeah.
And so those 8 hours or more during the day is a time when we have exposure to potential chemicals. And so the SavvyRest natural foam mattress, that's how we describe it, right?
Yeah, the SavvyRest mattress, right, or the store is called SavvyRest Natural Bedroom, right, is made with, the core of it is made with natural latex rubber from the rubber tree. And so this is not a synthetic foam or petroleum-based foam. It's plant-based foam, which means it's mostly rubber tree serum. You know, when people are using natural latex in their mattress, someone's trying to get in on our interview here. But the main thing is that the people use a natural latex foam. When they're referring to it as a natural product, you're talking about something that is mostly rubber tree serum, you know, in that, in 90% or more, you know. So, so ours comes in around 95 to 97% rubber tree content.
Wow, that's fascinating. So, from the standpoint of reducing environmental pollution itself, this
because
is a product that actually supports environmental health.
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah. So on the environmental, you know, side of it, you know, we're using natural renewable resources,
there you go.
So it's sap out of the rubber tree, just like you it's serum, you know, the way you harvest sap out of a maple tree, certified organic cotton and certified organic wool as part of the exterior casing. So all things that are renewable. And we're, again, like we're limiting our exposure to synthetics and off-gassing. You know, you were talking about earlier about, you know, how much time we spend on the mattress, and we, you know, we think of that as adults, but, you know, with kids, you know, in the formative years, you know, that's something to be even more, you know, you're more susceptible, you know, to taking in, you know, children as they're very young and they're, you know, 1, 2, 3 years old, they're still growing. So limiting a child's exposure to those kinds of things as much as possible.
That is a very, very key idea.
Yeah.
Because the nervous system is developing at that time. All the organs are developing, and any kind of external toxins can mimic hormones, for example, and cause hormonal imbalances. And there can also be neurotoxins that are there too. I don't know. Perhaps, I mean, if they're carcinogenic, certainly that could be related to nerve or the immune system as well.
But you're right about other things, like the insulin levels can be affected.
Fascinating.
There's a number of blogs on our website. I mean, a lot of them are fun, where we're talking about sleep and things like that. But a number of them have some research behind it, linking to articles, especially how exposure to some of these off-gassing toxins can affect your insulin levels and, you know, affect weight, you know, how the body metabolizes. You know,
so fascinating. Yeah. And here we are in January, and it's the time when a lot of people are thinking New Year's resolutions and stuff. So, and we're talking about detoxification and how people can do a detoxification program to help with weight loss. But here that ties right in. You know, I'd never thought of the mattress as being part of a weight loss program.
Well, I mean, I don't want to overstate it. I'm not saying that
detoxification and trying to prevent toxins from getting in the body.
It's just like what you put in your body as far as food, but also what you're exposing to yourself can affect, you know, how your body processes things.
Big time.
You know.
Big time.
So, you know, so having as limited exposure as possible is always a good idea.
Yeah. And then sleep itself. Now, I had the privilege to do a little presentation on sleep at your store. I think it was 2 years ago.
It was about two years ago.
And as we all know, sleep is a key component also in having plenty of energy throughout the day. And if we don't get sufficient sleep, or if we're under a lot of stress, then we don't sleep very well. And our adrenaline, our cortisol levels shift, and that can cause weight gain, and it can cause diabetic changes too if we have too much cortisol. that can cause insulin to kick in to reduce the sugar levels. So what you have at your store is a great way to help people improve their health as well.
Yes. I mean, sleep, it gets short shrift, I think, in today's society. You know, right. That, you know, we're all about being productive. We're all about, you know, doing. And we forget that sleep is like the most natural way for the body to heal itself, mm-hmm. you know, or to restore itself. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're always advocating for better sleep, longer sleep. I saw, heard a post on NPR recently, and I posted a link to it on my Facebook,
right,
on the store's Facebook page about the connection between, they're doing research on deep sleep and Alzheimer's. And
Yes.
Like, you know, deeper, and you've already written books on
that's right,
Alzheimer's
that's
and dementia, right, yeah. So you probably
will. But it's so interesting.
The connection.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Go ahead and talk about that.
Well, the connection between, you know, the getting quality deep sleep, you know, not just any kind of sleep, but, you know, where you're getting, you know, good chunks of deep sleep in your daily sleep cycle, that is healthy for the brain and can help, you know, prevent or strengthen the system or the nervous system of the brain, you know, from getting Alzheimer's.
Makes a lot of sense, because a lot of the information that we take in during the day mm-hmm. is stored in temporary areas, so that the brain can then have a chance to process it and figure out, okay, what am I going to keep for long term?
Right.
What's going to be short term, et cetera. And that goes on at mm-hmm. night when we're asleep in the deep, mm-hmm. deeper sleep level.
Yeah.
So that makes tons of sense.
Yeah, it was an interesting, I'll send you the link. It was an interesting.
Thank you.
It was an interesting.
And so let everyone know, because we are videotaping this mm-hmm. and we will have it on the podcast as well, but not everyone is watching this. They
right.
may be hearing it. So what is the website that they go to so that they can hook into your blog also?
Oh, yeah, the blog is on savvyrest.com. So that's savvy with two V's, savvy
smart. S-A-V-V-Y.
S-A-V-V-Y, savvy rest. Savvy sleep, smart sleep, right? So,
uh-huh.
yeah, so savvyrest.com, and there's right there along the top menu, there's a link to our blog.
Okay, perfect.
And,
perfect. That sounds really, really good. Yeah. Good information. Now, on your website, do you have, you obviously would have a lot of information about the products and why you would choose your particular line of mattress,
etc. Yeah, lots of information on the product, and you know, primarily, I mean, when we started, you know, the inspiration for Michael was like creating a bed made out of, you know, natural products, so it's a healthier bed. But then, you know, realized within a short period of time that if, you know, a bed that's not toxic but not comfortable is not going to do anybody any good.
Good point. Good
you
point.
Know, so what we've our the way we've designed our mattress is that it's built in layers of the natural latex rubber. So within uh-huh. within the mattress, there would be three layers or three levels,
uh-huh.
if you will,
uh-huh.
of natural latex rubber. And you can choose the density. So firm, medium, or soft layers. And depending on how a person stacks it, you know, you could choose a very firm mattress or a very soft mattress.
Ah.
And it can be split as well. So if there's two different people, if there's partners
uh-huh.
with different needs
uh-huh.
or different preferences, each one can be accommodated.
Wow, yeah. That's fantastic. That's,
yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, because each person, they may be different weight, different height, and things like that.
Right.
So that could play into it.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of people come in thinking, you know, well, a firm mattress is a great mattress.
Right.
I'm always told firm mattress is the best mattress you're supposed to sleep on. But, you know, body mass, height, and weight, that's what's firm to one person is not necessarily firm to another person. And so, you know, with our system, you know, you can get something that's still quite supportive,
mm-hmm.
but isn't like, you know, killing you as far as pressure points, because it's not so hard,
uh-huh.
you know, because
uh-huh.
someone who's only 120 pounds doesn't need something that's like a rock,
right.
you know, and to still feel supported.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's all about support and alignment.
Yeah. So someone's lying on that bed for years. How what's the life expectancy of something like that?
Well,
does it depend on how heavy you are? Or?
Yeah. I mean, logically speaking, and
right.
I always try to be very straight and very, very logical about,
yeah.
you know, the information that I give. And yeah, the density of a piece of foam, you know, whether it's a natural latex foam or even
right.
a polyurethane foam, you know, how dense it is and how much body mass the person who's using it that kind of goes hand in hand with how long it lasts. So a very low density, soft piece of foam is not going to last as long with a 200-pound person sleeping on it versus a 110-pound person sleeping on it. So, but our mattresses, we do have a 10-year full. It's actually a 20-year warranty. 10-year full. Uh-huh. So in the first 10 years, you know, if there's any issue, if there's a problem, you know, we will address it and fix it, you know. And in the second 10 years, it starts to become a shared cost between, it's 10-year full, 10-year prorated.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sort of like an automobile, but better.
Well, yeah.
It's a better warranty.
You know, it's a better warranty. I mean, you sleep on it, you know, when you figure, you know, the cost of the mattress is, you know, when you think of how much you spend on an automobile, but this is something that,
important for your health.
Right.
Yeah.
And that you're using every day and you're spending like 8 hours a day on. Mm-hmm. I mean, hopefully nobody's got an 8-hour commute, though traffic on the Bray Bridge can be problematic sometimes. So, but yeah, it's, we just feel that it's important to provide people with choice. And by having multiple different types of the three different firmnesses, but also two types of latex.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, not everybody is aware that there's two types of latex processes, right? Oh. And one is called the Dunlop process and one is called the Talalay process. Huh. I mean,
what's Dunlop?
Yeah,
Dunlop tires.
Yeah, because the Mr. Dunlop, I can't remember his first name, but back in I think the early 30s, patented the process. And so it bears his name.
Not vulcanization or something.
It goes through vulcanization. Like that, yeah. Right. Patented the process to make it. So the rubber is called Dunlop because it was his patent.
Interesting.
And the same applies for Talalay. So it's just a different process. But I mean, that goes to show how old, you know, natural latex rubber is not a brand new thing.
It's not new technology.
And as a matter of fact, you know, all the mattresses.
Tried and true.
Yeah, a long time. I mean, people who can remember the Sears and Roebuck catalogs, which I can't.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I remember.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it was filled with Dunlop mattresses, right?
I hadn't thought about that. I wasn't looking at mattresses. Yeah. So, yeah.
Right. But then the industry moved to innersprings, you know, because, they were cheaper to make. You didn't have to, you know, because latex rubber trees only grow within 400 miles of the equator.
Interesting.
Right. So when you're talking about rubber trees and rubber products, latex products, they were always being imported, which was costly, and they're very heavy.
Right.
I mean, it's not a lightweight mattress.
Right.
You know?
So that's extra shipping cost.
Right. So the industry moved to innersprings and stayed there for many, many years.
Interesting.
And now latex seems to have. Especially natural latex, because you can have synthetic blended latex, but natural latex seems to have been making a comeback over the past 10 years.
Very good. And you would say that's surrounding the health benefits and environmental benefits?
The fact that it's a natural product, it's a renewable resource, and the health benefits around it.
Uh-huh.
It's clean. I mean, it's a clean product, and it will biodegrade, you know,
given enough time.
Uh-huh. I mean, this is sometimes, depending on the customer, what do you mean it's going to biodegrade? But some people appreciate that because they realize, you know, I mean, it does have a very long lifespan, but it won't just sit in a landfill and be there for 1,000 years. It natural rubber will eventually biodegrade, enough time.
Interesting. So we were talking a bit about the health effects, and the other day when I was at your incredible store, it's just beautiful there. And you have all these great events.
We do.
Almost every month, at least, yeah.
We try to host one event a month, yeah. So we actually have two this month. This coming Thursday, tomorrow we're having a breathing workshop.
And today is January the 6th.
January 6th. So on January 7th, we're having a breathing workshop in the evening from like 7 to 8.
And people are breathing in good air because there's no off gas going on.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's being led by a gentleman named Michael Isaac. So it's a breathing / meditation kind of workshop. And then on the 14th, January 14th, we're having an art reception house concert because the store is got really great wall space. So from the beginning, I always wanted to work with local artists and help showcase their work. So every 2 months, we find a new artist. And hang their work, and we have an art reception.
That's wonderful. So. You also had comedy.
Yeah, so we had a comedy. We had a comedy night. Yeah, that was a fun idea. Like instead of it was like someone suggested instead of stand up comedy, how about lie down comedy?
Exactly.
And I said, sure, why not? Yeah, you know. Yeah. So I happened to be friends with a stand up comedian who's in the area. His name is Mikey Walls, and he organized this thing, and I was surprised. We had like 50 people show up.
I've been to a number of these events, and that was maybe one of the biggest.
And it was kind of fun. Like,
it was fun. Everyone lounging around and sharing beds.
Everyone's lounging on the beds, right, getting comfortable and just laughing at the jokes. Yeah. It was a good time.
That was really fun. So if people want to find out about your events also, they can go to your website?
They can go to our website. But our Facebook page is where I really kind of am promoting the events.
All right. And what is that? I mean, how do they find that?
So if you just go to Facebook and you search for Savvy Rest Natural Bedroom, look for the Berkeley store.
All right.
And we'll pop up.
Okay, because there's click. Four?
There's four, right. Four. As I mentioned earlier, Savvy Rest is a East Coast-based company. We're based out of Charlottesville, Virginia. And we have two stores in Virginia and one in Maryland, just outside of D.C.
Oh, I see. All right.
So you'll see those if you go to the Facebook. You'll find their Facebook pages as well. So,
So you're the West Coast Soul West Coast distributor.
Yeah, West Coast. Well, it was Soul West Coast direct store direct for Savvy store. Rest. Uh-huh. We are fortunate enough that we have partnerships with independent stores across the country.
Oh, interesting.
That are not Savvy Rest stores, but there may be natural home stores or furniture stores that realize the importance of carrying a green line.
Right.
And
right.
So they will display our products and you can also buy from there. Yeah.
Oh, great. Now, when I was over there, we were talking about a variety of things, and I would think that there are a number of professionals who refer, like in this office, if people are interested, we refer them over to your store. And so there's others who have referred people or actually came in themselves. And I in the podcast, in this series of different interviews, I have a number of different professionals in the arena of brain care, but also widespread other kind of healthcare. And one of those practitioners who will be in a future podcast is Dr. Azzolino, who is over in San Francisco. And so you said something about him.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day. Yeah, Dr. Azzolino actually has one of our mattresses. Uh-huh. Like he came in and he was referred to us, and he came in and he tried it out, and we found one that was a good fit for he and his wife. Right. So I was very happy to find something. Yeah. And he's actually referred a couple of people to the store since then, a couple of his patients.
Yeah. So natural medicine professionals realize the value of what you provide as well.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. They do. I mean, we've over the years, you know, since I've been with the company, it'll be 10 years next year.
Wow.
So over the years, there have been a number of chiropractors, naturopaths, and medical doctors, you know, that just recognize the benefit of, and I've had a few customers around here, a naturopath and a physical therapist, you know, that have purchased from us.
Right.
Because they recognize the benefits of sleeping on a non-toxic mattress, but also that you can customize the comfort. You know, that you can address the comfort of the mattress to be, you know, more pressure relieving, less pressure relieving, more supportive. And we give customers like 3 months to live with the combination that they choose.
Oh, wow.
And they can always change it.
So, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's
because you never really know. Right. I mean, that's the problem with a mattress shopping, is that you never really know till you live with it. So we've tried to address that by giving people, you know, a good period of time to live with the combination that they choose and offer the opportunity to make a change, swap layers out, make a change if necessary.
All right. That's great. Right. So, then also this month, there's a special...
Yeah, this month I'm really excited. I mean, I kind of... because there's some personal things that I'm trying to do on a personal level to improve the quality of my life. And I thought, well, you know, new year and all that, January tends to be a time of resolutions and trying to hold certain intentions for improvement and improving the quality of our lives. So we're having like a wellness promotion in January. So if with each purchase of the mattress, we're going to be partnering with a number of wellness professionals.
That's right.
And offer to cover the customer's initial session with that person.
That's very generous of you.
And I'm very happy and very excited that you were willing to participate in that.
I think your store provides such an incredible service to the community.
Right.
And so anyway, I can support it and we can support the health of everyone here.
Thanks.
It's great.
Yeah. And it's also exciting that, and I've found, not just, I mean, you know, wellness professionals just such as yourself, but also, we've also found a personal trainer, so someone could get a session with a 75 minute session with them. And also yoga classes through Yoga Tree.
Uh-huh.
So there's an assortment of things
very
that people
good.
Can
that
choose
sounds
from.
Wonderful.
You know, yes, so I'm very excited about
it's
it.
Great thing. Know, so yeah. So everyone in the area should come visit this month, and in the future, even if you don't have that special, you'll have other specials.
We always have something. We always have something going on.
Right.
I mean, I try to. You know, when I have the promotions, as much as possible, I try to find ways that it's community based. You know, mm-hmm. that it's also benefiting someone else in the community.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, like in December we it was kind of a give back month. So for every mattress we sold, we donate $100 to a local nonprofit.
Oh, fantastic!
So it's called Living Dream Art. So that was great. That was very gratifying. Uh-huh, you know, uh-huh. So they do great work. Yeah. So.
That's wonderful to be. It's very important to give back to the community,
and
you guys are wonderful from that standpoint.
Well, thank you, Jay. I appreciate it.
So thank you so much for coming into the office so we could videotape this
as well as do
the podcast. And this one is going to be a little out of order because we're going to rush it and so that it's relevant to January and this campaign. So
thanks for doing that.
Looking forward to doing that.
All right.
All right. Thanks so much. Let's talk again
soon.
You're welcome, Jay.
Yeah, thanks. Let's talk again soon.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to be informed of upcoming podcasts, please subscribe to Natural Solutions with Dr. J so you know exactly when the next episodes will be coming up. Thanks a lot and have a great day.